The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there, welcome to Build Your Tribe. My name is Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
My mission is to share with you everything I've learned from my 25 years in business. From idea inception to big business marketing strategies.
And my goal is to share with you social media money-making strategies to help you transform your idea into passive income, even when you have limited time and a tight budget.
All right, Brock, this one's all you. Take it away.
Hey, what's up? Brock Johnson here, and I'm coming to you today talking to you about selling. It's a concept that a lot of people feel very icky about. And today, my goal is to share with you some of the things that I like to keep in mind whenever I'm quote-unquote selling on social media so that you can feel more comfortable when you're promoting your brand or product or service online and feel less like a telemarketer just pushing an agenda. I can totally relate. I'm new to selling, and I'm working on this on a daily basis. I don't have it totally down. Trust me, I get texts from my mom all the time saying, "Hey, you sounded a little salesy on that last Snapchat." I'll go back and rewatch it and realize that, yeah, I was sounding a little bit salesy. And so that's why the first thing I want to tell you is that it takes practice. It definitely takes practice. If you're too hard on yourself to ever try to sell, then you'll never become a better salesman. So first of all, you have to just start trying to sell to your audience. And then from there, you'll be able to practice, deploy some of the tips and strategies that I'm going to share with you today. And hopefully your selling, quote unquote, will become much better over time. And the reason I keep putting selling in air quotes, or I guess virtual audio quotes, because you can't see what I'm doing with my hands right now, is because just the idea of selling or calling it selling, I think, is wrong. I think a better word might be promoting or even just sharing useful information and then encouraging a next step. When we think of it as selling, it feels icky. It feels like we're a door-to-door salesman. It feels like we're just cold calling people or like all we care about is the money. So before you get more comfortable selling on social media, I think you have to change your mindset about selling altogether. The next piece of advice in terms of mindset that I would like to share with you is that people rely on the experts. If I break my wrist, I'm hoping I know of a good doctor who I can go to help me. And I only know of that good doctor because that doctor has already sold themselves to me. If I spill milk all over my table and need to quickly and easily soak it all up, I'm gonna grab my ShamWow because it's already been sold to me. I already know that it's the expert device for mopping up a big giant mess. If you need help with growing your business or brand, telling stories on social media, hopefully you know that you can come to me because that's what I consider myself an expert in. My point is, people trust experts and people need experts. We rely on experts, whether it's a service or a product or just the expertise of an expert, people need that. So people need your expertise. So you shouldn't feel ashamed in offering it. I'm a firm believer that every single one of us is an expert in at least one field. And there are thousands, if not hundreds of thousands or millions of people around the world who want to learn whatever you're an expert in. But those people will never be able to learn or grow. They'll never be able to change their lives if you don't share your expertise. So when you quote unquote sell, or as we already better defined it, share your expertise and whatever it is you're offering, you allow all of those people around the world to find you much easier, and it's a give and take. You're not just selling with the hopes of gaining something monetarily in return. You're quote-unquote selling and also giving something. You're getting a financial benefit for yourself, and you're giving your expertise away. You're giving your product or your service away. You're helping people out. People need your help, and so you are doing them a disservice by not selling to them. And the third kind of mindset shift that I like to think about is that I am just sharing information with my viewer, listener, subscriber, and then I am encouraging them to take the next step. I am encouraging them to learn more, to click a button below, or to check out whatever product or service I'm offering. The first time I ever heard this used was Sean Cannell. Everyone on YouTube says, hit that subscribe button, hit the notification bar, hit the like button, press follow, press subscribe, do this, do this, do this, do this. On Sean Cannell's YouTube channel, he likes to say, and if you like what you see, I encourage you to hit the subscribe button. So he is encouraging us to do something. He's hoping we do it. And of course, he would love it if we did, but he's not demanding anything. He's just simply sharing information on his YouTube channel and then encouraging our next step. When you're encouraging your followers to get involved in your business, it feels a lot less icky because you're not forcing them. It doesn't feel like you're demanding anything out of them. You're taking more of a passive mindset and a less in-your-face mindset when it comes to selling, and I think that makes it a lot easier. Now I'd like to share with you four tangible different ways of quote-unquote selling that I like to use on my own social media, especially in those times where I'm just having trouble figuring out what to say. The first one is testimonials. Basically, let someone else do the work for you. Let your past customers or clients do the selling for you by sharing a testimonial, whether it's amazing results or a before and after, or just general feedback on their experience in working with you. Testimonials are a great way to sell because it's literally not coming from your mouth. Because of course you're going to say great things about your product. It's your product. If you didn't believe great things about it, then why would you be selling it? So sometimes people are not as trustworthy when they're listening to you talk about your product. But when you can share with them real results from someone else who is sharing their awesome experience with your product or service or whatever it is, it makes it so much more real and so much more trustworthy in the minds of that next potential customer. On Instagram, it's so easy to do this. Whether it's a repost or a screenshot or just a reshare on your Instagram stories, these kind of instant testimonials are very easy to create. Back in the day, and even to this day, infomercials will send full-on video sets, hair and makeup, craft services, and they'll get a bunch of different people into a room for professional-looking testimonials. Now, all someone has to do is record a 15-second video for their Instagram stories, tag you in it, and you can instantly share that to your own story. That's something I like to encourage my customers to do all the time. By simply sharing a 15-second video and making sure to tag me, I can share that to my story instantly, and I can save that video testimonial forever. And I don't want a 5-minute long testimonial video. If someone loves my product so much that they want to talk about it for 5 minutes, all the power to them. But 15 seconds is plenty of time for someone to share what they got out of a product, what they learned, their favorite thing, whatever it is, and then be done with it. And so I would like to encourage you to do that right now. You can test out what it's like. I'm not going to ask you to give a testimonial on one of my courses, but simply take a screenshot of this episode and share it on your Instagram story. Or, if you're ready for a real challenge, open up your Instagram stories and record a video of yourself talking about this episode. Once you're done, make sure to tag me at Brock11Johnson on Instagram, and then once you do that, I'll be notified. I can then press share to my story, and your video will be shared to my Instagram story. So that means now your face will be seen by everyone who follows me. That's pretty awesome, right? And get this, if they tap on that video of you speaking about this episode, they'll be taken directly to your page. So basically, by helping me out and doing a quick little 15-second long testimonial for this episode, you'll be getting a free shout out on my Instagram story. That's pretty sweet, and that's something that you can offer for any of your customers or followers to do the same. The next way you can sell without selling, and you probably could have guessed this one was coming just if you knew me, and that is tell a story. Storytelling is such a powerful way to connect with people and move them. So use a story to motivate people to sell. The most practical way that you could do this is to tell the story of how you came up with the product or service that you're offering. tell a story about the problem or issue that your product solved for you. You won't even have to sell and tell people how it's going to work for them and how it can serve them. They're going to see that illustrated through the story of how your product or service helped you. The next way that you can sell without selling, and this is one of my personal favorite ways, one that I do all the time, especially on my Snapchat, is I answer a common question. Chances are, if you do have a product or service, you get questions about it. And there's probably some questions that you get more than others. And if you're getting the same question over and over again, that means that probably lots of your listeners have the same question. So answer that question. And by answering it in a public forum like your social media, it serves two purposes. Number one, it's like a frequently asked questions page on a website. So you're immediately serving your audience by just helping them get more clarity on whatever product or service it is that you're offering. And second, you're also selling. Some people will be convinced by you answering that question that they should invest in whatever it is you're offering. So start keeping track of the questions that you get most often and start answering those questions on your social medias. The fourth and final way that I like to sell without selling is to talk as if I'm just recommending a product to a friend. So rather than taking the position of the owner or the instructor of my courses, what I will try to do is talk as if I'm someone who has consumed the course and is just recommending it to a friend. We all recommend things to our friends all the time. Hey, you should buy this. Hey, you should try this. Hey, you should check this out. And it seems very natural and organic. If I tell my friends, hey, dude, there's this awesome hamburger place downtown. You gotta check it out. They put avocados on their burger. It's so good. I don't feel like I'm gross for selling them on this burger place. I legitimately believe in the burger place and how delicious that burger was. And I'm just genuinely telling a friend why I liked it and why they should check it out. So when you take the position of a friend sharing a review with another friend, it feels a lot less like you're selling to an audience and a lot more like you're just helping somebody out. And like I said earlier, learning to be a good salesman or just selling in general is a skill and a process that's learned over time. It takes lots and lots of practice. I still find myself selling from time to time or going into a salesman's voice or a salesman's attitude. It sounds like I'm reading off a script and it sounds a lot less organic. You might have even noticed that with some of my podcasts. It's something I'm working on. And so hopefully you can realize that we're all working on this together. It's all something we're trying to get better at, and nobody's perfect. And so if I can work on it, so can you.
This episode has been brought to you by the Smart Life Push Journal. If you're the type of individual who loves to make lists, keep yourself on task, get organized, and there just don't seem to be enough hours in the day, this is a convenient, lightweight, simple to use 30-day system. This is not just a day planner. And learn how you can get your health, fitness, life, and goals organized and develop the laser focus you need to have the life that you deserve. Check it out. Go to smartlifepushjournal.com.